就圣，我们来，大家一起来，我们画看看这个整个的，从启示录里面可不可以画一个图，我们来看看会怎么样。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall now draw a diagram related to the Revelation.
来，我们来看第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
一个书卷哈。
There's a scroll.
那当我们都没看到啊，那我们假设是当时的书卷。
We haven't seen, but we will imagine it is a scroll of the time.
以前的书卷是这里，哦，这两边有木头嘛，或是哦，然后呢，它很长嘛，那卷过去，卷过来这样子。
So it would be a scroll with some wood block on both ends, and you would be able to roll it back this way or the other way.
那这个不知道也无所谓了，反正看它开的东西就在那里嘛。你用现在这样翻也可以了，看你怎么。但是那个时候没有这种书啊，没有这种线装书，没有。
At that time, they didn't have books such as the ones that we have today. But even if you don't know how it would look like, it is still fine.
好，有一个书卷。
There is a scroll.
然后呢，这个是坐宝座的右手，
and,
拿着。
And this is actually held onto by the one in the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
那羔羊就把它拿去了。
Then the lamb took the scroll.
羔羊就是救赎。
The Lamb is salvation.
所以那个约翰福音，约翰说，看啊，神的羔羊除去世人的罪。
So in John, Elder John himself said, Behold, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
所以这一本书只有羔羊才能够开。
So this scroll can only be opened by the Lamb.
好，第六章。
Chapter 6.
我先把那个做一个大纲了，之后我们再慢慢讲里面这样子。
Right now I'm making a summary. Later on we can go into the details.
因为这个书卷是用七个印盖着封着。
Because the scroll is being sealed by seven seals.
因为在当中也可以讨论了那个什么盖印是怎么盖上去的，这个是另外一个问题。但是我们就照圣经。开什么的印出现什么，用这样就好。不要想太多，也可以想太多，不是说。但如果再讨论那个的话，时间就又没有了。
We can actually also talk about how the seven seals are sealing this book, but that could be a separate topic that we don't have to discuss today.
所以这个书七个印啊，开第一印的时候。以这个印为主哈，开印开了，它出现的东西一直要到最后。
So after the first seal is open, then something happened, and these things will come until the end.
因为在这里有一个里面的一个 element 一个要素就是白马。
There is one element in here which is.The white horse.
然后呢，到十九章。
All the way until chapter 19.
十一节。
Verse 11.
有一匹白马。
There is a white horse.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
天上的众军也骑着白马。
And the armies in heaven also follow him on white horses.
第十九章这是，有两个。如果你看十九章有两个宴会。
In chapter 19, there are two feasts.
一个是羔羊的婚宴。
One is the feast of the lamb.
一个是神的大筵席。
One is the great feast of God.
十七节哈。
In verse 17.
是说聚集来赴神的大筵席。
It says to come and gather together for the supper.Of the great God.
那一个是羔羊之婚宴，第九节。
And verse 9, it is the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这是不一样的。
These are different.
那神的大筵席，这是，哇，这个是用调皮的话说是各种人肉大餐。
So the great supper of the great God, if we actually use a very, very blunt term, it is
人肉马肉大餐啊。
It is actually a feast of human and horse meat.
你看十八节哈。
If you look at verse 18.
可以吃君王。
Because
还有将军、壮士、马、骑马的肉，还有自主的、为奴的。以及大小人米的肉，就是集所有的人肉大餐在这里，有嫩的，有硬的，有国王一定可能没有 exercise， 所以肉比较软，肥比较多。那如果这个壮士他已经天天有 exercise， 所以他的肉应该比较什么？比较硬嘛，哈。那有小孩，有大人，就是全世界的人肉大餐在这里，这象征的啦，不真的不是说真的吃人肉。
So there might be some soft meat of the kings and some tough meat of the mighty men, but there are all kinds of flesh of all people, but these are all symbolic.
Yeah. 但是不是请我们啊?
But this feast is not to invite us.
请谁?
But who is it to invite?
天空所飞的鸟, 像天空所飞的鸟。
But it is...To all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven.
所以是两个，一个是羔羊婚宴，一个是神的大筵席。
There are two suppers. One is the marriage supper of the Lamb, and the other is the supper of the great God.
那这个时间点在哪里？
Where is this in the timeline?
那个，如果我们看那个第二十节。
If we read verse 20,
最后是烧着的硫磺火狐狸
the lake of the fire burning with brimstone.
我是很简单的这样子了哈，这个如果要继续讲也很多。我的意思是说，第一个印开了，它是继续的，不是断代的，不是说哦到此结束，而是一直到世界末了。
So I'm trying to explain this simply. When the first seal is open, it doesn't stop. It just continues until the end of time.
那第二个那个印开了。
Then the second seal is open.
这个现象也应该是这样子。
The things that are shown should be the same way.
第三个。
And the third seal.
继续。
It continues.
第四个。
Now the fourth.
继续。
It continues.
好，我们再看第五。
Now the fifth.
第五印开了。
And the seal is open.
一直到什么？一直到那个什么被杀的数目满了。
It will go on
有一个数目满。
Until the numbers was completed.
什么时候满？
When is it completed?
我现在都是讲结果了哈。
Now I'm talking about the results.
这是耶稣教会白马。
That is the white horse of the true Jesus Church.
耶稣这因为牵涉比较广哦，就是讲我的答案就好了。
Because it is so extensive, I'm just giving you the answer.
这一处教会有到有一天那个得救的那个人数会满，外邦人的数目。
There shall be a day when the number of the saved, which is the number of the Gentile, shall come to be completed.
然后犹太人会接续。
But for the Jews, it will continue.
我们来看一节哈，这是从使徒时代跟我们的那个连接的。那个经文是那个《使徒行传》二十八章二十八节。
There is a verse that talked about the relationship of the apostolic church and our church, which is Acts chapter 28, verse 17.
好，那请念一下二十八二十八。
Acts chapter 8, verse 28. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it.
在时间上，这两个时态是不一样的。在句子这个句子里面，保罗说哈。
So, Paul said that.
说这救恩如今传给外邦人。
That the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles.
这是完成式。
This is
perfect
present participle tense.
不是，这是 perfect tense. Perfect tense. 这是完成式。完成式是什么意思？
So what does perfect tense mean?
如果这是时间来讲的话，
if that is timeline,
在希腊文的那个完成式是说基于。过去动作的现在的状态。
So it's something that has started, but it is still true currently.
这是讲一个现在的一个 status, 但是这 based on the past action, 这是文华了哈，这个只能这样相信嘛，没办法。
So this is what the tense mean, something that is being described of the situation right now, which was started in the past.
保罗在这里呢，他讲说福音已经怎么传给外邦了。
Paul said of that time that the salvation has been sent to the Gentiles.
当时的外邦人也有人信了。
So at that time there were Gentiles who believed.
但是接下来那一句你就头晕了。
But the phrase that follows will give us headache.
接下来是用未来式。
Because it is talking about the future.
希腊文的未来是意思未来并且继续的动作。
The future tense of the Greek language is talking about what will happen and it will continue.
所以使徒时代到此结束。
So for the time of the apostolic church,
接下来呢
it's come to a point and then something follows.
那个以后这个外邦人什么时候这当中有一个空隙。
There is,
以时间来讲呢，
there is a gap between those points.
说将来他们要相信。
In the future, they will hear it.
如果你从整个神的救赎经文来看，
so when you look at all the scripture related to God's salvation,
使徒时代是以犹太人为主的那个教会。
The apostolic time.Is actually a time where the Jews are the center of the church.
外邦人只是加进去。
The Gentiles were only being added in.
你看启示那个使徒行传到二十八章最后的一次的，你说布道会也好，你说那个什么卫道也好，是跟谁？跟犹太人呢、
啊、？When you look at the last preaching in the book of Acts, or you can say the martyrdom.Regarding the gospel, it is actually for the Jews.
我们在讲保罗在使徒行传什么事就先到，其实他到每个地方开始以什么犹太会堂。
Even though we talked about how Paul was preaching to the world, but you can see that every place he went to, he always started off with the synagogue of the Jews.
以地理来讲，当然说是到各处去，但是。以当时的福音的那个的传播呢，是以犹太人为主。
So geographically speaking, he seemed to have gone everywhere, but really in terms of the audience, he was going to the Jews first.
所以，其实使徒行传到最后是关门的，对犹太人关门。
At the end of the book of Acts, the door is closed to the Jews.
你看哦，保罗其实是下最后的判语了，说你们犹太人没有希望了。
Paul made a proclamation that the Jews had no more hope.
如果你看那个第二十八章第二十六节
，If we look at chapter 28, verse 26,
保罗把以赛亚书的预言在这里重新又讲。
He quoted Isaiah in his prophecy.
哦，二十六章，二十八章二十六节其实是以赛亚书六章九节以下的。
That is actually a prophecy recorded in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and on.
以赛亚讲过一次。
Isaiah already said it once.
这是神对以赛亚讲的。
This is what God said to Isaiah.
马太福音十三章十四节以下，耶稣又讲一次。
In Matthew chapter 13, verse 14 and on, Jesus said it again.
保罗最后讲一次。
And Paul said it again one more time.
当然了，如果你回到以赛亚书，你就会晓得这是一个绝望的判语啦。审判的话说没有救了。如果用我们很粗鲁的话来讲说没有救了。
If we look at Isaiah chapter 6, we can see that this is actually a judgment on hopelessness.
这以赛亚书里面是神说我差遣谁。
In Isaiah, God said, whom shall I send?
以赛亚说我在这里。
And Isaiah said, here I am, send me.
故事还没完啊。
That's not the end of the story.
神就说好。我差遣你，你去跟百姓说。
So God said, "I will send you, and you go tell the people."
听听哈，听。
Hear.
听见不明白。
But they shall not understand.
看要看见不晓得。
They will see, but they will not perceive.
这百姓油门的心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。
So the hearts of the people have grown dull. The ears are hard of hearing, and the eyes are closed.
神这用很普通的话讲，就是说，神跟以赛亚说：“你去，绝对他们不会信，也回不过来了。”
In plain words,
但是你要去讲。
In plain words, God said to Isaiah that you shall tell the people this, but they shall not listen.
那如果看以赛亚书，以赛亚就问了：“要多久 ？How long？ 我要。”
When we look at the book of Isaiah, you see that he asks, "How long?"
你已经晓得没有结果吗？
You already know that there is no result.
你要去拉保险，你已经晓得他已经不要了，你就要等一下，等到他生病再来嘛。要等多久啊？
When you're trying to sell a life insurance policy to someone, they said, "No, I don't need it." Then you wait until the person get ill, then you go back again.
要识时务，识英雄嘛，对不对？他现在不要啊。
You need to know how to discern the time because he doesn't need it right now.
我们来看以赛亚书哈。
So let's refer to Isaiah.
最原始就是以赛亚书从这里来的。
This is
第六章。
The most ancient recording in chapter 6.
第十一节啊。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
神跟他说：“你去，然后呢，他们绝对不会听你了。”
God said that you go and they will not listen to you.
那以赛亚他说：“我就说。”
Isaiah then said that he said.
主啊。这到几时为止
？Lord, how long？
要等嘛，对不对？等到他们以后如果还可以听再去嘛。你们不听，这讲了白讲啊。所以他是不是有这样说？神啊，你告诉我要等多久啊
？There seemed to be a wait involved. That's why he asked God, Lord, how long？
神跟他说有没有希望
？And so, what did God say？
说神意思说你要等可以哦。
God said, basically God's point is if you wanted to wait, you can.
他说等到要到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲，无人。意思说，怎么讲，人都死光光了。如果你要等的话，就等到人死光光。
So what God was trying to say is that you could wait until everyone is dead.
也没人听你啊。
And no one would listen to you.
是不是？也就是说，如果你要执行你任务，现在就要去，但是你去，人家不听。啊，如果你要等，等到他们要听，等到没人了，可能有人听。啊，没人了怎么听？
So God's point is that, if you go now, no one will listen to you. But if you decided to wait, there shall be no one to listen to you.
好，最后一句话说。这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此，到最后完全的拔除啊，没有希望了。
So it says that at the end, everything is utterly desolate. There is really no hope.
这是，但是以赛亚那个时候是讲那个圣殿被毁的事情。
So at the time of Isaiah, it is referring to the destruction of the temple.
国家灭亡。
And the end of the kingdom.
耶稣来了。
But Jesus came.
对当时的文士、法利赛人，也是同样这句话。
He spoke the same words against the Pharisees and the scribes.
谁最后把他定下案
？So who finalized this?
就是保罗。
It was Paul.
其实使徒行传到最后是关门了。
So at the end of X, the door is closed.
如果你有有空的话，你把那个《使徒行传》分析一下，《使徒行传》是从爆发性的开始，
if、
然后呢，慢慢的呢收尾。
If you have time to analyze the book of Acts, you can see that、at the beginning it started with an explosion, and at the end it actually tapered off.
刚开始圣灵一降，爆发性，整个那个耶路撒冷好像爆发性的爆开了。
When the Holy Spirit first descended, it's as if there was an explosion that created the church.
殿的门都开了。
The door of the temple was open.
天天在殿里面。
Every day they gathered together in the temple.
你以为他们是在好像我们这个会堂聚会啊？不是啊，那个殿是谁在那里？那个不是彼得他们的私有财产呢，是好像你现在你们的国会啊。
So do you think？
我们若用这样比喻了，那是祭大祭司，然后是整个国家的财产呢、啊？那你这小撮人天天在那里，不把你赶走？
So, when we think about the situation at the time, it is like us trying to go to a place that is owned by the people of the nation. For example, like the Congress building. Because at that time, it was the high priest and the other people, officials, who were actually ruling the temple, and they would have chased the members away. So why is it that they were able to gather in the temple every day?
要不是怕他们，就是难信。
So the Bible said that it is either that the、people were afraid of them, or they came to join them.
因为神迹奇事。
Because of the great miracles that happened.
但是我们来看二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
这是一个决定性的，在《使徒行传》一个好像分水岭一样。是一个半决一个界限。
This is as if it's like a boundary.
也是轰动。
It is also a very shocking.
21章三十节。
Verse 30 of chapter 21.
就好像《使徒行传》第二章五旬节一样。
This is just like chapter 2, where it was the time of the Pentecost.
都是轰动。
It was a very, very shocking.
这次轰动是关门了。
But this time, it caused.The closing of door. The city was disturbed. And the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out. What follows is what I think is a symbolic act. Immediately, the doors were shut. So, starting with chapter 22, you'll see a word that keeps repeating, which is the word defense. And defense is no longer a preaching. It is actually to defend the gospel.
一直重复的这个字。
This word keeps repeating.
保罗在千夫长面前，
before the centurion,
在两任的那个巡抚面前，
before the governors of two terms,
那最后在那个国王哈亚基帕王面前，都是这个字。
And also before King Agrippa, this word keeps repeating.
就是使徒行传在收尾了。
That is to say that the book of Acts is tapering off.
收到最后。保罗下判语，没有救了。
Until,
我们用很粗鲁的话来讲了。
Until the very end, if we put it very roughly, Paul is simply saying there's no more hope.
使徒行传从开始是在楼上120个人祷告开始。
The book of Acts started off with 120 people praying in the upper room.
使徒行传结束是一个老工人在租的房子里面等待着。
The conclusion of the book of Acts is one old worker who is waiting in a rented room.
福音没有被损害。
The gospel was not harmed.
福音不被捆绑。
The gospel was not bounded.
只是传福音的人等着。
It is just that those who preach is in wait.
所以使徒行传就结束了。
This is how Acts concluded.
也就是以犹太人为主的第一个圣殿时代结束了。
That is to say, the time where the Jews are the center, this time of the temple has closed.
你看第一个圣殿是那个犹大，就是那个大卫王，大卫是代表着以色列犹太人的，他起义有这个心要来盖的。
David represents the heart of the Israelites who initiated the building of this temple.
对，当然整个的蓝图是神画出来给他的。
But we still know that this whole blueprint was actually made by God to him.
那第二个圣殿呢？
But what about the second temple?
是外邦人的圣殿。
It is actually the temple of the Gentiles.
谁开始有这样的想法要来盖圣殿？
Who started this thinking to build such a temple?
不是犹太人，不是被掳的以色列人，不是。
It wasn't the Jews who were taken captives.
是神的仆人，神所高立的古列王。Cyrus.
It was the king who was appointed, the king of the Gentiles,
anointed,
who was anointed by God, and this is King Cyrus.
他被神灵感动。
Because he was moved by the Spirit of God.
他在叫神的那个说：“你们去盖啊。”
He told the people of God, "Go and build your temple."
要金子，要银子，要那个木头，王的那个什么，树林啊，或王的那个林园啊，可以让你们来用。
Whatever you need, whether it be gold, silver, or timbers, you can just take and go and build the temple.
当然，这都是一种象征性的意义了哈。
Of course, these are
预表性的。
All symbolism.
所以从这里我们可以看到
，Here we can see，
如果使徒行传到此结束
，If the time of the apostolic church has concluded at that point， and that the Gentiles already has already been added，
但是真正的外邦的教会是从这里开始。
But the actual start of the church of the Gentiles start there。
用这样理解，这句话才会通。
If we have this understanding, then this phrase makes sense.
得救的福音已经传给外邦了。
The gospel of salvation has already been preached to the Gentiles.
他们将要相信。
They will hear it and believe it.
就是以我们现在以非犹太人为主体的正式教会出现。
This is the existence of the non-Jewish centered True Jesus Church.
那当然，罗马书保罗讲哈，这个有一个数目的。
And Paul said in the book of Romans that there is a number.
数目满了。
Once that number is fulfilled.
这个犹太的这个这个根哈，就是犹太人哈，就是还会再来，就全家得救，那时候就很快了。
Then the root.Of the Jews will come out again, and that time will happen very quickly.
这个应该大家很熟嘛，罗马书第那个九章之后的讲这个犹太人得救的这个事件。
This is something we're all familiar with, and it is recorded in Romans chapter 9 and on.
保罗说这是一个奥秘了哈。
Paul said that this is a mystery.
这罗马书十二章二十五节、二十六节。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 25 and 26.
所以这是有一个数目的。
That there is a number. So, after all this, what I'm trying to say is the fifth seal. That the conclusion of this is that the number is fulfilled. Before this, the church shall be greatly persecuted.
But the 大灾难这里的大灾难不一定就是什么什么我们在如果从圣经来看的话，这个大灾难，从耶稣讲的那大灾难，其实是什么属灵的灾难了。
And this a great persecution is actually one of the spiritual essence.
是道理的灾难，不是天地的灾难。
It is a persecution of the gospel, not of the heaven and earth.
但是天地的灾难也会有了，但是那只是起头而已啊。譬如说地震，大地震，那只是，应该是不用太怕。如果以前我们听了核子弹，啊，感谢主就见神了嘛，免得啰嗦啊。又说哦，一来脸都变那个什么灰了，这有什么好怕的？
So there will be physical.
病那么久啊，
so
一下就死了哈。
There will be signs of the physical calamity such as earthquakes, but what it's trying to say here is something of a spiritual essence, because if it's something physical, like even with atomic bomb, we will just turn into ash instantly. There's nothing to fear.
啊，当然了，以社会的来讲的话，那个 tsunami 是很可怕的了哈。
Of course, when you look at it from the point of the society, it is something to fear.
但是属灵的 tsunami 更严重哎。
But the spiritual tsunami is even more serious.
那个第十二章哈。
In chapter 12.
当然这次是看一下了。
We can just briefly reference.
龙会吐水啊，龙的口会吐水。
Oh, so the mouth of the dragon shall spit out.
那龙实在是有够不卫生啊。
It's so unsanitary for the dragon to spit.
但是他很厉害啊。
But he is very powerful.
他从嘴巴吐口水，口水变河啊。
And the spit will turn into river.
那要把妇人冲去。
And it will wash the women away.
这是属灵的。
This is the spiritual realm.
真的是那个海啸是很厉害的。
Tsunami is very powerful.
如果你看到啊，那个什么，那个什么海啸来了
，If you look at the oncoming of a tsunami，
绝对跑不掉，绝对。
There's no way for you to escape。
你就是世界那个一百公尺的，用那种速度来跑，可以跑得掉吗
？Even if you run with the speed of a hundred meter dash athlete， you cannot outrun it。
世界冠军这个一百公尺的。最会跑的，你我算过了，那你最会跑的，你一小时哈，跑不过四十公里啊。tsunami 一小时什么八百啊，像飞机一样啊。我这次来我还特别，如果逆风的话才七百多而已啊，顺风有时候会到九百。
So
很顺很顺的。
So the speed of the tsunami is at least 20 times faster than that of the fastest runner. So there's no way you can outrun.
Tsunami 好像飞机飞那么快啊。
So it's almost like the speed of the airplane.
你怎么跑？
How do you outrun the airplane? You will for sure die.
这里讲也是哦。
That's what it says here.
那个 tsunami 来了，属灵的这个以后再讲。
We can explain this further. But there is no way to escape.
那你看第六章，第六节、第七节是可以跑啊，那个时候还可以跑。
In verse 6 and 7,
逃啊！第六节，妇人就逃，现在逃不了。
You can see that there's fleeing involved, but you cannot outrun it.
但是不用怕。
But we shall not be fearful.
除了米来，你可以凉凉的在那里。
Because when the tsunami comes, we can just sit there calmly.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你是用飞的。
Because we can fly.
来了，咻，飞起来。
When the tsunami comes, we just fly.
第二次是给你翅膀啊。
Because the second time, we are given wings.
对不对？哦，哎，飞起来。
When you see it coming, you can fly.
好，这是讲属灵的。
This is a spiritual realm.
好，那第五一直到哪里？数目嘛。
So the fifth seal will continue until the number is fulfilled.And the sixth seal.
你看第六印哈，其实第六就是已经是天翻地覆了。
So, with the sixth seal, if you look at it, it's already a cosmic scale disturbance.
第六印，十二节到十四节。
From verse 12 to 14.
你可以数数这里面有几个自然的现象。
You can count how many natural occurrences there are.
七个自然现象。
There are seven.
然后呢，第十五节。
In verse 15.
这里也有七种的人类的，就是人类的七种属地的人的七种反应。
There are the reactions of the seven type of the people on the earth.
那十七节。
In verse 17.
因为他们就是做宝座的和羔羊哈，他们愤怒的大日到了。
Verse 17 is saying that the great day of the wrath of him who sits on the throne has come.
谁能站得住呢?
Who is able to stand?
在这之前的人都站不住。
Before this, no one could stand.
对，没有办法站住了，因为神这个大怒，这个怒这个字哈，从旧约一直积呀，积积积到现在爆发。
Because this wrath of God has accumulated ever since the Old Testament.Until this time when it exploded.
所以在旧约里面，神的大怒的日子，那个日子，那个日子，一直到最后这个日子。
The great wrath recorded in the Old Testament has continued to be recorded, and it will accumulate until this day.
所以你看，第六印，即使到最后是什么？是那个日子，就是神的最后末后的日子。
So the end of the sixth seal is the great day of his wrath.
当然，一二三四五六一就包含了整个末世的这个这整个情形。
So the six seals include all of the situation of the end times.
那第六印到最后是羔羊大怒的日子。
The sixth seal is the great day of the destruction of his wrath. And it has come to day now. When you look at chapter 8 and on,it doesn't just stop at the day, there's also specific times or hour. If you're a theological student, you would get a homework now, but this is something for your pondering. In the book of Revelation, what is the longest time period? It's the millennium.
在这千年当中，有一段时间是什么？是四十二个月。
But within that millennium, there is a period of 42 months.
一千两百六十天。
Which is 1,260 days.
然后呢，这个比千年都小太多了。
It is very insignificant compared to the millennium.
然后呢，在这里有五个月。
But within that period, there is a period of 5 months.
然后呢，五个月，然后，接下来是三天。
Then there's
三天
a period of three and a half days.
或是一二半。
Or 1.2 half.
那再一日。
Then one day.
然后呢，一小时。
Then 1 hour.These are all. These are all within the period of the millennium, and this is also another way you can study the book of Revelation where you line up all this time. So the seventh seal is open.We can refer to chapter
8. 羔羊揭开第七印的时候,
when he opened the seventh seal,
什么东西都没有。
It seems there is nothing.
天上寂静约有半小时。
There was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
中文是把它翻成两刻，其实是英文是对的，半小时。
So the
因为在当时还在当时就是计时是最小的是小时。
Because at that time, the recording of the time period, the smallest unit is an hour.
没有一刻钟，没有这个东西的。
There's no such thing as a 15-minute period.
英文里有 quarter.
Quarter of an hour.
有这样讲吗？
I don't think so. 好像没有。
英文里没有说 two quarter. 一刻是十五分钟嘛？啊，其实是中文的翻译了，其实是半小时。
So,
一小时半。
So essentially, it is half an hour.
最少。六分之一，六分之一什么东西都没有。
There's nothing.
对，就是静悄悄。
There's silence.
好，那这个书卷就是七个印，哦，封严的，就是一二三四五六七，那到最后二分之一了。
So this is the progression of this.
二分之一十哈。
This is the progression of the seven seals. At the very end, there's a half an hour period.
所以整个的启示录这卷书，其实它的最主要内涵就是这七个印开出来的情形。
So the essence of the revelation is what the situations that are resulted from the opening of the seven seals.
那它的在约翰在叙述的时候也是蛮有结构性的。
When John was describing this, it was very structural.
你看哦，第一，它是用两节。
For the first,
第六章一二节。
For the first seal, he used two verses.
那在这里是两节，三四节。
And then verse 3 and 4 for the second seal.
那四五节。
And then 4 and 5 for the third.And then 5 and 6 for the fourth.
一二三四五六七，五六，然后七八。
And then 7, 8 for the fourth seal.
一二三四有共同的内涵。
They have similar essence for the first four. They are.
叙述都是几乎是一样的。
And the description seem to be almost the same regarding horses.The first, second, third, and fourth horse. Then the fifth seal. He used three verses to describe them. 9, 10, and 11. Then the sixth seal. So 2, 2, 2, 2, 3 verses. For the sixth seal, there are two sections. 3 and 3. So verse 12 to 14, then verse 15 to 17. It's very easy to remember chapter 6. 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3.That is the structure. This is chapter 6. This is actually the core of the revelation. Now we will review.
第一个是一二三四是都是什么呢？是马。
1, 2, 3, and 4 are referring to horses.
哦，是马。那马呢？它有马就是马嘛，哈。
Horses are horses.
你的车子，不知道开什么车。你这个 Toyota 车就 Toyota。
If you have a Toyota, it is a Toyota car.
Civic car. 那接下来你要选颜色啦。
Then
红的。白的、黄的、黑的，但是你的车子本身是什么？车子是车子，是主体哦。
You can choose colors for your car, But the car is still a car, and it is the main thing itself.
白只是来附上的这个颜色。
White is only a color that is put on the car.
主要是那个车子。
The main thing itself is a car.
如果是这样的话。
If that is the case.
马就是马。
And horses are just horses.
那白马。
A white horse,
红马,
a red horse,
黑马,
black horse, gray horse, a green horse.
其实那个是青马，其实中文是翻灰马。其实那个灰这个字跟耶稣变饼的时候，给人叫他们坐在青草地那个青那个形容词是一样的字，所以你把它灰也可以，但是。你这个字如果放到耶稣那个时候，你就说耶稣请他们坐在灰草地的这个对。
So this third horse is actually of the color green. It is the same original word that is used when Jesus said that the people shall lie down on the green pasture.
就是青色。
It is actually the color green.
好。好吧，那就好了，灰马也可以了吗？所以马。他这里、哦、是以马为主哦，白、红、黑、灰，好了，都是马。
So we have these four different colors: a white, red, black, and also green horse. And so is this fair?
因为我跟你一样，从小吃喝一桶奶水长大。
I actually drank from the same milk bottle as you.
应该是，哦，都是从以撒长老他们那边讲下来，经过，然后用长老，然后，但是我们今天用另一种角度来看，应该是可以的哈。我知道你说啊，皇马就是共产党。我以前是这样子听啊，听到我毕业之前是这样子啊。那黑马就是原油啊，黑色的。我们先不要讲这个，可以先放下放旁边。我不是说错，我不批评他们。
So what we have heard from the olden times is from Elder Huang and also Elder Yang. And what they were what we heard is that the red is referring to a communist and the black is referring to oil.I'm not dismissing any of that. I'm just asking for a different perspective. We know that the communist uses the color red for the flags.
那我在想那个好像有一个岛的它的的国旗是满地红啊。
岛
有一个岛的国家。
哦，一岛。
我不知道哪里。哦，不是啦，不讲了。不是满地红吗？就是它也是红啊。那怎么不讲那个？
There's also a flag that that is called red on the whole ground. And how come we don't refer to that as a red?
那有的人蛮天才的，就是。
And some people are very.
他说白马就是美国。
And some say that the white is actually.The United
States. 参考书啦，外面参考书。
This is the reference book from the outside.
有一年那个奥运，美国的运动员穿白衣。
One year, the Olympic athlete of the U.S. wore a white shirt.
美国你们白宫啊。
And we also have a White House in the U.S.
我意思说可以啊，但是我不谈这些了哈。
And what I'm saying is that you can say it that way, but this is not what I'm discussing now.
我要讲的是什么
？What I'm trying to say is this.
你可以参考那个撒迦利亚书。
You can refer Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书一章、五章、六章也有讲到马，对不对
？Zechariah
是红马、黑马、灰马都是神的使者。
In Zechariah chapter 1 and chapter 5 and 6, there are visions of horses, and these are the messengers of God.
只是不同的颜色代表方向不一样。
It's just that the different colors refer to different directions.
好，再强调一下。
So I'll emphasize again.
白不是马。
White itself is not a horse.
红不是马。
Red is not a horse.
马可以有白、红、黑、灰。
Horse can have these four different colors.
主题是马。
The main theme itself is the horse.
好，我们一起祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
Ah, 这个奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。